Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. You know, beloved, there are so many hurting people in this world, those that are unsaved, backsliders that have fallen away from the Lord, and they're ready to perish, and they are not one bit concerned about theories and pet theological ideas. They need God. They need to come to the ark of safety. And we need to get one thing clear in our minds. God is bringing about, He's creating, forming a glorious church by the Spirit. And this new wine will not work in the old wineskins of carnality and sectarianism. Beloved, there is a crying out for God in this hour throughout the world for the good news of the gospel to meet the needs of mankind. And this is a time for you and I to minister unto others, especially at this season, that which we have received of the Lord. We don't need to bring condemnation, even though someone might be by their actions worthy of that, because that won't bring the help that they need. God says the world is all condemned already, and that Jesus came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. There is a cry in the world today for the true and living God. Isaiah 51 and 14 declares, "The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail." Beloved, there's a cry in this hour from those that are bound for deliverance. Jesus had little time to argue with the Pharisees regarding their traditions, but he was always anxious to minister to those who had a need and realized that they did. When people get hungry for God, they get tired and they're ready to quit squabbling over their pet theories and traditions. We need to extend mercy in this hour, beloved. Matthew 15 and 22 says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." That was the woman seeking Jesus. And in Matthew 17, 15, a father was crying out, "Lord, have mercy on my son." The 10 lepers in Luke 17 and 13, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And of course, blind Bartimaeus in Luke 18, 38, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." What a need in this day and hour for ministers of mercy who will lift men and women out of sin and desperation into the glorious knowledge of the Son of God. Those people who were crying out after Jesus couldn't be satisfied with a theory on baptism or a discourse on biblical prophecy. They needed God, and they needed Him right then. Beloved, we have a challenge before us. We can bear fruit through the power of the Holy Spirit, through His precious anointing in our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and 8, "Freely you have received, freely give." You know, on birthdays and anniversaries, at Christmas, our families and friends are remembered by the gifts that we give them. We want to bless people on special occasions. And sometimes deciding the proper gift can be a really hard task, because it's not always easy to know what gift would please a certain person. But perhaps we might go beyond the giving of material things and gadgets and present others with gifts that will show our love and thoughtfulness. Not only mercy, but let's plan to give love. Christian love has been defined by someone as a persistent, unbreakable spirit of goodwill, and everybody needs that. It will be so highly prized by those who receive it. It will bring joy and gratitude to their life by the grace of God. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, each one of us can plan to bestow this gift upon our family and friends. We can also plan to give kindness. What is kindness? It's love in action. It is sincere courtesy. Kindness can be expressed in so many ways. Kindness on your part will make life more beautiful for others. What other gifts can we give? Jesus said, we've received freely. Let us freely give. We can plan to give understanding. We can really make an effort to help to understand what another person is going through, to walk a mile in his moccasins, if you will. We can put forth an effort to actually understand the problems and difficulties in his life. That so touches people when they sense that they're being understood. Hasn't that been true in your life? When you've been in a hard place and you've tried to share where you're at, and it means so much when someone can really understand your heart, really understand your feelings, the emotions you're going through. And if we have the love as the Good Samaritan did, we can determine to be of help. And also, we should plan to give praise. Commendation, when commendation is due, will lighten the load of the other person. It will challenge him to be more significant in their efforts to try harder and to accomplish those things that they desire to achieve. And it doesn't cost us anything except the time involved in both noticing and expressing appreciation. There is so little appreciation that is expressed today. You know, I was traveling and stopped along our interstate and stopped at a rest stop. And in Idaho, the rest stops are kept very nicely and clean. And this one particularly, I stopped in. There was a young lady who was cleaning the facility. And as I went out, I said, "Thank you so much for the good job you're doing. It's very nice to come here." And it just brought such a smile to her face. And so, beloved, let's make a point of seeing how we can commend and thank people for the services, for the people they are, for the services they render. Not just that, but for the people that they are. And your expression of praise will serve as such an uplift to the other person's spirit. We need to give encouragement. Everyone needs encouragement, and everyone can give encouragement. Beloved, God has given to us so many wonderful gifts, and he has bestowed these upon us freely. Again, Jesus said, "Freely have you have received, freely give." There are many things that each one of us can give, and we should plan to give them on all occasions, not just on special events like birthdays and anniversaries or Christmas, but every day of the year. At this holiday time of year, our thoughts naturally gravitate toward family and friends, and we reach out for those relationships that have mattered to us. And it's time to appreciate those relationships that God has given in our lives. For some, with the advance of time and years, that circle of family and friends grows smaller because loved ones have gone home to be with the Lord. Yet, beloved, there's a real and substantial joy in knowing, regardless of your present circumstances, that we belong to the biggest family of all, the family of God. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And one aspect of God's relationship to us is that of counselor, one who consults or gives advice. And I've discovered something very important that I'd like to share with you as I bring this broadcast to a close. The Word says that Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That's Numbers 12 and 3. And we've understood the word meek to mean humble, patient, mild, gentle, or kind, and rightly so. However, the actual root meaning, in the Hebrew conveys the meaning to heed or to pay attention or to respond. And this concept is synonymous with the word tractable, which means to be easily managed, taught, or controlled. A meek person is therefore someone who is teachable, capable of learning or being taught. Meekness is also one of the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that exciting? So I've shared all this to say that we must be teachable in order for us to benefit from the Lord's willingness to be our personal counselor. We have to be open to hear, to receive, and to act upon what He tells us. Let's just pray. Father, I pray that our hearts will be open to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us. I pray, Father, that those who are listening will really, in the decisions of their life, in this time and season that they're living in right now, they will be led by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I shall answer your heart's cry to be led by my Spirit. Have you not been feeling a hunger and a desire stirring deep within you to know me as never before? Have you not found that many of the things you used to care about are no longer important to you? Behold the working of my Spirit within you. It is I that am drawing you. It is I that am gently showing you those things in your life which you and I shall deal with together. I'm removing the dross. I will show you my ways and lead you in the path of truth and righteousness. Faint not and fear not. Your steps are ordered of the Lord, and with each step, my strength shall be yours and my wisdom for the asking, says your God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this wonderful season that you've given us. Prepare our hearts. Help us to reach out and freely give those things that you have given to us, your love, your mercy, your compassion. And Father, let the world know that Jesus is the reason that we celebrate at this time of year. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.